Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. And today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. But on this day in Tudor history, the 28th of August 1588, an ailing Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, wrote his final letter to his queen and childhood friend, Elizabeth I. He wrote it from the home of Lady Norris at Rycote, where he was staying on his way to Buxton in Derbyshire to take the waters there. It read, "I most humbly beseech your majesty to pardon your poor old servant to be thus bold in sending to know how my gracious lady doth, and what ease of her late pain she finds, being the chiefest thing in this world I do pray for her to have good health and long life. For my own poor case, I continue still your medicine and find that it amends much better than with any other thing that hath been given me, thus hoping to find perfect cure at the bath with the continuance of my wonted prayer for your majesty's most happy preservation. I humbly kiss your foot. From your old lodging at Rycote this Thursday morning, ready to take on my journey by your majesty's most faithful and obedient servant, R. Leicester." He added a postscript. "Even as I had writ thus much, I received your majesty's token by young Tracy." Leicester died at his lodge at Cornbury near Woodstock in Oxfordshire while still on his way to Buxton on the 4th of September 1588. Elizabeth I was devastated by his death, locking herself away in her chambers at St. James's Palace. Sir Francis Walsingham wrote that he was unable to do any state business with the Queen by reason that she will not suffer anybody to access unto her, being very much grieved with the death of the Lord Steward. She stayed in her chambers for days and only came out when her doors were actually broken down on the orders of William Cecil. When the Queen received a letter from the Earls of Derby and Shrewsbury offering their congratulations on the victory over the Armada and their condolences on Leicester's death, she replied, "We desire rather to forbear the remembrance thereof as a thing whereof we can admit no comfort, otherwise by submitting our will to God's inevitable appointment, who, notwithstanding his goodness by the former prosperous news, hath nevertheless been pleased to keep us in exercise by the loss of a personage so dear unto us." At her own death in March 1603, Leicester's letter was found in the special treasure or keepsake box that Elizabeth kept at her bedside. It had been marked by Elizabeth, his last letter. I can imagine Elizabeth taking that letter out of the box on regular occasions and reading and rereading it. I believe that her keeping the letter, combined with her reaction on receiving news of his death, shows just how much Elizabeth loved Robert Dudley. She chose to be married to England, but her heart belonged to him, don't you think? Also on this day in Tudor history, the 28th of August 1551, 35-year-old Mary, future Mary I, received a visit from a delegation of men sent by her half-brother, 13-year-old King Edward VI. Mary was being defiant and disobedient. She was ignoring her half-brother's orders and was breaking the laws of the land. What was she doing? She was continuing to celebrate the Catholic Mass in her household. And you can find out more about what happened on this day in 1551 and how Mary handled it in last year's video. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.